Okay, I am hoping that me breathing doesn't fuck the sound up too badly, but if it does, I'm sorry. I'm literally recording this laying down and oops, can't hear a fucking thing while I'm recording, so I'm not gonna worry about that too much. I feel like absolute shit right now. But I wanted to clarify a couple of things that, in hindsight, I realized it didn't explain very thoroughly. Not quite thoroughly enough for me, I think, at least. You might be able to hear Hannibal a tiny bit in the background. That's because it's what I've been watching to go to bed to lately. Oh, and this is sort of an addendum, sort of a sequel to the, fuck, what did I title it? I don't even remember at the moment. Growing a Spine or Oversharing, I think is what I called it. Either way, they said that essentially my fantasy is one of care. Oh, hi kitty. My kitty jumped on my bed. Hey baby. He's all freaked out because it's 4th of July, and it's been an awful, awful night for him. It's alright, sweetheart. So he's probably going to be jumping up onto the bed and back down repeatedly because he's very frazzled. Poor guy. He's got a bit of a heart arrhythmia. It's very easy to make him very anxious. He can't exactly help it. I'm just trying to keep him as calm as I can. It's okay, buddy. You gonna lay down, sweetheart? No, don't chew on that, honey. Oh, baby. No, no, honey. And when he's stressed, it aggravates his pica. Hey! Excuse your tail, sir. Do you fucking mind? God. I love you, but you're so fucking rude. I don't give a fuck. I'm a cat. Okay. Whatever, dude. I love you, but you're still a fucking jerk. Okay. Let's move the microphone, then. Dude. Can you stop twitching your tail in my face, please, and thank you? God. I love this cat, but he drives me insane. That is my face, sir. I don't want... Now you're slapping me on the boob with your tail, dude. Just because you've had a rough night doesn't mean you get to slap me in the face with your tail. It's just mean. I know, you're agitated. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna stop paying attention to you. Anyhow. I mentioned that my... What constitutes, like, actual fantasy for me is care, which is true, but I forgot to mention that, well, not exactly forgot, I was too fucking buzzed to mention, really. It didn't even occur to me. Wait, that is forgetting. I'm so fucking tired, I can't do much braining at the moment. While care and whatnot is the fantasy at the same time, it fucking hurts because it isn't real. So it's... I'm not sure. Maybe I'm just looking for something to be wrong, something to criticize, but it... It feels like seeking pleasure in any way is very much a catch-22. Because it's nice to hear someone saying sweet nothings to you. Of course it is. But they're not real. Even when it feels like it is real, it isn't. And that jarring fact of reality, suspending disbelief, It is more than a slight problem of mine. I can easily believe, too readily, often, that someone doesn't like me or actually wants to hurt me. That disbelief in an audio context, like listening to something darker, that kind of thing, that's there isn't much disbelief to suspend. However, the inverse, I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to ruin something that's a band-aid, admittedly, not a substitute for actual healing in this metaphor, analogy, whatever the fuck it is. I can't brain at the moment. I feel fucking awful. As I mentioned, if you've listened to the long ass fucking health audio thing, I mean, it's kind of a rant, but kind of, it's technically not. Oh, I'm so fucking tired. My brain is spinning in goddamn circles. Oh man. If you listen to that, you know that I have a weird, a weird body, man. I have all sorts of things on with my meat suit, and I can't really do much about them. They're just there. How I can manage them to an extent, and that's pretty much it. Ow. Other than that, I cope. Around my periods, well, really just following my menstrual cycle, my symptoms get a hell of a lot worse. For, I'd say there are about 2 weeks of the month that are pretty fucking bleak and painful and often fairly miserable. And 2 weeks of the month where I'm as okay as I can be. This is following a hormonal cycle. And a lot of it has to do with the physiological effects this hormonal shift has on my body. And it's not just something that affects hormones and my mood. It also has a massive, massive effect on my connective tissue disorder. Namely, it exacerbates the symptoms significantly. The week before and the week of Shark Week. Oh, not a fun week. The week before isn't either, but these 2 weeks in particular, my EDS is bad, bad, bad. My body already doesn't like to hold itself together very well. It's excessive in those 2 weeks. Standing on a foot to get out of bed slightly wrong, just slightly having my weight on the wrong exact point of my foot, will push a toe out of place. And I don't mean like in a gentle kind of way, I mean we're pushing the joint most of the way out of the socket, compressing the nerve and stressing the already stressed tendons and ligaments, connective tissue, in essence. I really don't know how to explain that adequately. We're gonna move on to a different symptom. Something else that gets much, much worse in this 2 week period is the POTS, which is short for postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. Which basically means, depending on my posture, my pulse speeds up and slows down
in a weird way. Like a very, very, very weird way. Bending down slightly can make me extremely fucking dizzy at this point. Which is not at all helped by the excessive blood loss and loss of iron that already comes with the fact of my periods, and I don't particularly give a shit if anybody is squicked out by this subject. This is a fact of not only life, but creation. More than that, if I have to suffer, I'm going to talk about it. Don't like it? Tough. It sucks. Yes, it can be extremely fucking gross, but at the end of the day, it is natural. Then again, so is cancer. I love you, Cat. Please get your butt off my elbow. Thank you. Okay. Super dizziness. Super blood loss. What else was I going to... Oh. This may be a cervical spine thing more than anything else, but I can also feel the veins in the back of my neck pulsing. Like, I can feel the blood rushing up the back of my neck and over the top of my skull. It's the weirdest sort of thumpy, almost buzzing feeling. I mean, the thumping is obviously throbbing up the heartbeat. The buzzing, I'm guessing, is some kind of nerve dysfunction. I can't know for sure, but that's my best guess with my weird body. I am absolutely fucking exhausted. I mean, I have slept... Wait. Slept, like, 4 hours between, like, midnight and 4 or 5 a.m. yesterday. Woke up for a few hours, realized I completely fucking forgot to take my nightly meds. That happens a lot. Because I didn't take my nightly meds, my allergies were fucking awful, awful, awful. And I didn't have my antidepressant in my system to actually force my brain to stay in a state of sleep. If I don't... Well, at the moment, if I don't have something to force my brain to stay asleep, at least for a little while, it doesn't. Which is a problem. Oh, a major problem, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Took my meds after that. Fell back asleep for, I don't know, 7-8 hours. Woke up before, a couple hours before sunset. Which was good timing because people started setting off fireworks about 2 hours after I woke up. The sun was still fucking up, which... Why? I mean, I hate fireworks to begin with, and that is no fucking exaggeration whatsoever. I hate the fucking things. But, can't exactly do shit about that. Especially on 4th of July. Just have to deal. Anyhow, I knew my cat would be freaking the fuck out because he's a very sensitive boy. Very sensitive. It's okay. And I knew he would need me to be awake to help calm him down, reassure him that he's safe. And that's what I've been doing most of the night, which has gone as well as can be expected. I turned on one of my favorite Nightwish concert DVDs to help drown out some of the stupid fucking noise of those fucking wastes of money. You're literally lighting money on fire, and yes, I realize money is not only the source of great, 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 overwhelming evil in this world, maybe the greatest source of evil in this world. However, it is still an unfortunate necessity, and there are better ways to spend money than on fireworks, I think. It's okay, honey, it's okay. I know, I heard it too, baby, it's okay. It's okay, sweetheart. It's okay. It's alright, baby. I know, I heard it too. It's okay, honey. It's alright. You're safe. No, poor guy. I know, I don't like tonight either, sweetie. What else was there? What was I talking about? Well, put on an Irish concert, because it's loud. Helps drown shit out. And then another one after that, because people weren't fucking dumb. I'm doing these stupid small talk shit that I hate, but that's partly there is no but. I don't like doing it. Because I assume nobody cares, but it's a politeness thing that people tend to tolerate listening to boring things because it is polite. And you don't want to make the other person feel bad, which I totally fucking understand. My ability to hold a thought in my head is rapidly diminishing. I'm so tired. But I feel like absolute shit. I'm so fucking dizzy. Like, I'm laying perfectly still and it feels like I'm spinning. That's the excess blood loss and, ugh, not to get graphic or anything along those lines, but suffice to say, I bleed very heavily. Part of this is an Ehlers-Danlos syndrome thing. Part of this is what is suspected to be endometriosis, though the only conclusive way to diagnose endo is to open up your belly and actually look inside your guts to see how they are cementing together or not. As I have not had a reason to have my gut cut open, this has not happened. And, you know, I don't particularly want that part to happen, but the surgery to diagnose endometriosis is exploratory. They don't perform it unless it's necessary that you have another procedure first. Please don't bite my hand, sir. I'm trying to pet you. If you don't want pets, I don't have to pet you. It's okay. I know you're all freaked out. I'm sorry, my dear. No. It's the people eyeball spiral. Oh, good episode. I don't know. I'm not talking about anything at this point. I'm just gonna go the fuck to sleep because I'm so close to fucking falling asleep that I think if I turned this microphone off, I would actually be able to fall asleep while a dude is pulling his thighs, which have been sort of glued, sort of stitched together, kind of. Hannibal's fucking weird, dudes. It's fucking disgusting and bizarre, and I love it so much. I mean, it's a lot more than just disgusting and bizarre. It's absolutely fucking beautiful, complex, rich with symbolism, and ooh, mythological as fuck. I don't even know what I'm talking about at the moment. I need to go to sleep. Goodbye.